We have five different region roundups, and we talked about everything that's going on with the association, some of the ideas for these guys at their local cattlemen's meetings, such as, you know, different types of meeting ideas, different types of experts to bring in, and how they can really enhance their local meetings.
Bentley said it gave them a chance to answer a lot of questions, too.
Sometimes these local leaders, our presidents and secretaries of these chapters, they've done everything they can to make their meetings interesting, and they kind of hit a wall sometimes. So we had a lot of different ideas, and they were able to talk with other chapters and see what works well and what different regions. So it was good. They had, you know, a lot of questions, and we tried to get them answered as best we could.
Now, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association has been working to get cattle producers across the country involved in making comments on EPA's proposed Waters of the U.S. rule, and Bentley said that is one topic they continue to discuss with cattlemen across Georgia.
NCBA sent out the numbers in last week, and we're a little light here in Georgia, but we know that there's a lot of producers that are concerned about this ruling from the EPA and the Corps of Engineers, but we'd like to see more of our producers get involved and submit some comments there through beefusa.org. They've extended the date through the middle of November, and if you can, go online, sign up. They got it there where their letter's already written up for you. If you could personalize it, that'd be great, but if not, just put your information in there and press submit and let your voice be heard.
Again, to learn more, go to gabeef.org. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.